listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They're back, but some are sick.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Two plane loads of Americans landed in the U.S. early this morning after being allowed off the quarantined cruise ship in Japan, but some brought the coronavirus with them. Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
Yeah, Dave, 14 Americans who flew back are now confirmed to be infected with coronavirus, but not everybody is sick. Phil and Gay Corder of Citrus County, Florida, north of Tampa, were made to stay in their cabin aboard that cruise ship. They're now back in the U.S., says their daughter, Ashley Rhodes Corder.
They're thrilled to be able to have access to, U.S. doctors.
And those who were flown back will be quarantined at military bases in Texas and California like earlier evacuees from Wuhan, China, Dave.
The 99 more passengers on that cruise ship are now infected. It's more than 400 in total in Japan. China today confirmed the 2,000 new corona cases there, another 105 deaths. The call for Attorney General Bill Barr to step down over his handling of the Roger Stone case is growing louder. More than 1,000 former Department of Justice workers have signed a petition.
Now, this petition that posted yesterday reads in part, Mr. Barr's actions in doing the president's personal bidding unfortunately speak louder than his words. Those actions and the damage they have done to the Department of Justice's reputation for integrity and the rule of law require Mr. Barr to resign.
That's Fox's Kristen Fisher. Now, Barr has said he acted on his own, not at the president's urging, calling for lighter sentencing for Stone, a Trump associate convicted of lying to Congress in the Russia probe. Republican Congressman Brad Wenstrup told Fox,
I think they're making a big deal over nothing.
We're just getting news out of Virginia that a push to ban what critics label assault weapons like the AR-15 rifle has failed, with some moderate Democrats in Virginia State Senate siding with Republicans who oppose it. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
He survived the attack that led the U.S. into World War II. Donald Stratton has died at the age of 97 at his home in Colorado Springs. He was on the USS Arizona when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor in Hawaii December 7, 1941. More than 1,100 others on the battleship were killed. Stratton's death leaves just two other survivors from that USS Arizona crew still alive. There's something else related to the war in the news.
California's legislature is expected to approve a resolution to offer an apology to Japanese Americans for the state's role in the internments during World War II. During the war, 10 internment camps were set up, two in California. More than 120,000 Japanese Americans were held nationwide between 1942 and 1945. The apology is expected to target actions of California's legislature during that time for supporting President Franklin D. Roosevelt's establishment of the camps by way of executive order. In 1988, the U.S. government formally apologized and paid $20,000 in reparations to each victim. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
A federal watchdog is ready to take a closer look at Medicare after some seniors complained about schemers.
The Inspector General for the Health and Human Services Department is expected to announce an audit this week aimed at figuring out how Medicare recipients are being targeted by scammers. An earlier investigation found an electronic system for pharmacies to verify Medicare coverage was possibly being used for inappropriate searches and has raised red flags about fraud. The Inspector General's office review followed follows a wave of efficient telemarketing scams targeting seniors involving information about back braces and DNA cheek swabs. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
NASCAR drivers will try to race again today after rain postponed the Daytona 500 yesterday. And on Wall Street, there will be no opening bell because of the President's Day holiday. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Illinois officials are taking nominations for volunteer service awards aimed at highlighting the importance of community service by individuals and businesses. The Serve Illinois Commission on Volunteerism and Community Service will be taking nominations until February 21st. Volunteers will be presented to one person age 18 and younger, one adult ranging from 19 to 54, and one senior who is at least 55 years old. Champaign police are investigating an attempted armed robbery. Saturday night, police responded to the 700 block of South Randolph Street following reports of shots being fired. No shooting victims were reported to police. The preliminary investigation revealed a group of individuals known to one another met outside of an apartment complex. During that meeting, someone produced a handgun and demanded valuables from the others. Police are looking for 22-year-old Malik Hurd of Urbana. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Some clouds today, rain on the way, 80% shot at showers and a high 41. 32 are low tonight. Up towards 40 tomorrow, morning clouds, afternoon sunshine down to 19. 33, mostly sunny by Wednesday. Right now we're at 36 on ESPN 93.5.
I haven't been on Diamond Princess cruise ship. I've been on a lot of Princess, but I don't believe I've been on Diamond. I might have. I can't remember. In any event, that's a ship that's struggling with coronavirus, and they got 300 Americans off. Some Americans chose to stay. If I'm off the coast of Japan and my government's going to bring me home, I'm going to do it. But the reason they don't want to is that their quarantine is almost up in Japan. Otherwise, you come back here, you got to be in 2 weeks quarantine.
I see.
On top of that. And I would have done that because simply I just would rather be on my soil and be home. But, you know, to each their own. But, you know, some people that might be unhappy with, I'm sorry. If you're going to be in a coronavirus ship, you're going to have to be quarantined if you come back.
Charter planes carrying more than 300 Americans evacuated from the coronavirus-stricken Diamond Princess cruise ship touched down at military bases now in California and Texas.
So they'll be quarantined for 14 days, which is appropriate because why would you?
I mean,
you have to.
Yeah.
It's what we would say is a sick ship.
I mean, what does that look like then? I'm sure on base they have all these airtight rooms then, and are some people just sliding you some food between
the
slot?
You're going to be in an area.
You're in a room
on a ship.
Right.
I'd rather be in America.
Okay.
I'd rather be in America.
True.
And so essentially you're in jail. Essentially, for a couple of weeks, but people come to your room. They allow you outside for certain periods.
Right.
That's what they do. When you get the norovirus, it's another hot cruise ailment. Coronavirus makes you throw up a bunch for about 24 hours, and you can get it by touching a banister.
Right.
It's so, and they've shut down ships for the norovirus. But that's a stomach ailment. It goes and comes 24, 48 hours. It's over, but it just spreads like wildfire on a cruise ship. And if they know you have it, you're quarantined in your room. And you're not allowed out. Captain's orders. And you get in trouble if you go out. So you're locked in. And
okay.
I won't say locked in, but they're watching. You can't go out. And if you do, you got issues with the captain.
Well, they're showing a picture of the passengers walking along the deck of the Diamond Princess cruise ship, 3,600 people quarantined, and they all have masks on, and they all are kind of keeping to the...
Well, yeah.
Nobody's touching the banister.
Nobody's touching nothing. I don't even want to fist
exactly.
pump you.
But
think about that. If you have 3,600 people that went on a vacation, right?
Right.
Think of the logistics of everything. Cambodia, bless their hearts, allowed a ship to come in. President Trump thanked them, said, we'll remember that. But a lot of ports wouldn't allow that ship to dock, said no. And so if you're quarantined and you've got to feed everybody, think about being in charge of that. Okay, so when you go, make sure you have your gloves on and mask and then kind of got to open your door and then you got to kind of hand it to them. And then they're going to probably ask you a couple questions and then you don't want to talk to them.
cooties. I mean, whatever. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
But think about trying to feed everybody, and then how many phones are ringing because that's all they've got is their phone and TV.
Right.
So they're probably going to call room service and say, hey, my steak is cold. I mean, just think about the logistics of 3,600 people.
Right.
And it's not come to the dining room where they're set up. The kitchens are right off the dining room. This is like take an elevator to ninth floor and go to that one room.
Oh, man.
It's hard. So kudos to Princess trying to figure out all of those logistics. But, man, I would not want to be in charge of serving 3,600 quarantined people because guess what? They're not in a very good mood.
No.
If you're going on a cruise, you have certain expectations. And generally, if they're... expectations aren't met, you'll be getting a strong letter.
Oh, geez.
I mean, it's...
okay, this from the World Health Organization. 50,580 cases of coronavirus has been identified globally as of Saturday. Number of deaths stands at 1,526, with all but two fatalities occurring in China.
Yeah, and again, the problem is we don't know a ton about this. We're still kind of trying to get answers. We don't have a vaccine for it. Flu is clearly killing more. 20 million in America have the flu, and many more are dying. But this is new, and we don't know. And the worst thing is we don't know. So getting our arms around all of it and trying to prevent some panic and all of that. But this is killing people. But again, the flu kills a lot of people, too. So trying to figure out if this is worse. Wanted to talk a little about your brain this morning. Despite what we know about how overdoses can kill, there's scant literature regarding chronic health outcomes for people who have survived multiple overdoses. Drug overdoses are a leading cause of preventable deaths in the United States. We know the dangers of overdoses. Generally, they can kill. Opiates make up a large percentage of these deaths. In 2016... opiates made up 69% of drug overdose deaths for people between 25 and 64. Drug overdoses cause more deaths than car accidents. Overdoses caused by opiates can be reversed if quickly countered with naloxone or opiate antagonist. Staff Clinician Foundation Physicians Group down in Dallas, Texas, Dr. Brandon Brock. How are you, Brandon?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Always a pleasure to have your smartness on my show.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so obviously overdose is a bad thing, and if you survive them, does the brain recover from that?
Well, I would say that it depends on how many times you've come close to or overdose and how much you took when you did overdose. Because you got to remember, you can have liver failure or organ failure along with brain damage as well. So there can be warnings and then there can be severe consequences. So it really varies significantly.
Okay. We're continuing to learn about the brain. We make strides all the time. We're sending probes all over the universe. We're doing more with Mars. How much of the brain do we know? What percentage do we really know about the brain?
Well, I don't know that we know. We definitely don't know everything there is to know about the brain, and we probably never will. You know, do we use all of our brain? Yes. The old adage of we only use, 10 or 20% is really incorrect. We consciously know that we use that much, but really all of our brain is working at all times and doing a lot of things sort of behind the scenes. Like, for instance, we can think about breathing, or we just breathe on our own without thinking about it. So... and having said that, opioids can make it to where you don't breathe and your heart doesn't work right. And as a result, you don't get oxygen to your head and certain parts of your brain start to become very, very damaged.
But Brandon, how do I know I'm really using the capacity of my brain from the standpoint of capabilities? Because some are more capable than others.
Yeah, well, so there's a certain set number of neurons or brain cells, right? So some people have a higher number than others. But the bigger thing is the number of connectivity or connections or what we call synapses between these cells varies significantly between individual and individual. And some people can develop those connections very quickly and have more, and some people do not develop them very quickly. So going back to the situation at hand, if you have a toxic, if you're very toxic in your system or you're not optimal in regards to your lifestyle, those connections may not be as good. And some people are just gifted with more of them.
Can I take ginkgo biloba to help me?
Yeah. I mean, ginkgo may help a little bit with blood flow, but, you know, it's not something that I would say needs to really treat a significant medical condition of, let's say, bad blood flow or memory loss. Really bad memory loss needs to be dealt with maybe a little bit more than just ginkgo.
Okay, is there anything I can take to make me smarter?
Don't drink. Okay. Or don't use opioids.
Well, does drinking really kill my brain cells?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I think I might have been on your show once before, but you know how the old adage was, a drink a day is not a big deal? Well, we've really found out now that it's really a drink a week is what is being endorsed, and it's really lowered significantly. They're finding that people that just have a mild amount of alcohol either daily or every other day are still at risk for certain problems.
Huh. How about pot smoking? That's become popular here now that recreational marijuana has been approved and is legal here in Illinois.
Well, I mean, here's my thing. And this is coming from a healthcare provider standpoint. So do I think there's medicinal value in marijuana, all components of it? And the answer is yes, there is medicinal. But there's also medicinal value of a lot of drugs. But if you overdo it, you're going to die or deteriorate. And I think a lot of people take this medicinal component of marijuana and they use it as a reason to smoke all day. And do I think that's a gateway drug? Yeah, I do. I think that is a gateway situation. But I think when it's used in a controlled setting for certain situations, it can definitely have benefits. But there's a lot of people that are just using it as an excuse to overdo it. And, you know, they're saying that it doesn't cause car wrecks or it doesn't cause problems or it doesn't cause hospital visits. That's just not true. I've seen people so stoned from marijuana that if they got behind the wheel of a car, they couldn't even find the ignition switch. I mean, so there's a lot of things out there where they're trying to aggrandize it, and it's really, there's really some dark sides to it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for saying that. I was against it, but does anybody listen to me? No. Come on, man. How do people connect with Dr. Brandon Brock? How do they find you, my friend?
You can go to just Dr. Brock, drbrock.com, or I'm at foundationphysiciansgroup.com. I guess if you have any marijuana questions, you can send them our way, but it's not something we deal with a lot.
I gotcha. Hey, thanks, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, good talking to y'all. Y'all have a good week.
You too, Dr. Brandon Brock down in Dallas.
Still a lot of lines if you're heading on Kirby or Neal Street area.
Yep.
And
so
that's the dispensary.
Because I saw a line of people the other day. What's the rush?
They're running out, and they want to prioritize.
There's no
medical.
Other place in time.
There is, but again, the medical folks are getting the priority, and then the recreational folks can.
And by the way, I'm all for medical marijuana because if you're sick and this helps you, I'm all for you. But I wasn't for legalizing. Regular old marijuana.
What I'm wondering is, you're filling out all these paperwork. You're allowed to have a Ford card, but is there going to be a red flag if there's an incident that, you're a gun owner and you are a recreational pothead? I don't get it.
It's like drinking alcohol and you're a gun owner. You can mess up that, too.
I guess.
Yeah.
You're right.
I don't know.
That's something that came up in a coffee circle recently. Anyway, there's a lot of paperwork, and I don't think people realize that.
Yeah.
Women's basketball lost to Purdue yesterday, 58-70. Purdue Boilermakers on top. We had number 21, Iowa, over Minnesota in men's basketball, 58-55. Illinois and Penn State will go at it tomorrow at 5:30. Illinois at number 22, Penn State at number 13. NASCAR season opening race in Daytona postponed due to rain. They got 20 laps in yesterday. And Team LeBron won 157-155. What an all-star game yesterday.
Really was entertaining. I got to admit, I'm kind of not a big all-star kind of anything because they just go out there and go through the motions, which they did initially. And then the fourth quarter was a game to 24. And the guys played, and it was intense. And it was actually fun to see the best players in the world 5-on-5 play for it all. And then
they wanted their charity to win.
Anthony Davis was at the free throw line needing a free throw, missed the first one, and made the game winner.
Yes.
And that was it.
Wow.
It was fun. I gotta say, I was very skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
But all the Kobe tributes are very touching.
That's right.
Well, it's no secret financial disputes can cause marriage friction, especially if one partner is a penny pincher and the other is a spendthrift. With the following tips from the financial experts at Busey, you might just appreciate your financial differences and achieve your monetary goals together. That would be wonderful. Save or spend. Well, money habits reflect personal experience, including your upbringing. Financial goals, both short and long-term. Communication is the key. Mm-hmm. Couples sometimes avoid discussing money because it leads to arguments. Avoiding the conversation will not help you avoid conflict. To ensure a productive conversation, establish ground rules. Some questions to get started. What does money represent to you? Security, freedom, or philanthropy? What are your short and long-term savings goals? What are your income and expenses? Are you comfortable with debt? What rules apply for purchasing and saving? Once you explore these topics, you can create a concrete budget or spending plan that reflects the two of you. Getting to the same page is important, critical. You need to do it. Why don't you get with your good people at Busey Wealth Management. Busey Wealth Management will sit down, help you plan something. It's all about planning and making sure that you don't miss a few steps. Get with Busey Wealth Management today, 800-67-BUSEY. Investment product services, not FDIC insured. May lose value, no bank guarantee. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about this this here bid.
Yeah.
We're going to get Jane on
here.
Got some
wrestling happening, things like that.
Well, I know wrestling is something that's been around a long time. We lost the basketball a long time ago, but we're trying to get high school basketball back in town. I know John Gross made a push for this as well. Will we be successful? Is it possible to get this done? We will find out next. Stand by.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The resorts in China's Macau territory are reopening casinos on Friday. They've been closed for 15 days to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. The closure involved casinos operated by Wynn Resorts and Las Vegas Sands. Bombardier's train business could be sold to French train maker Alstom. Reuters says the deal could be worth $7 billion. Alstom was blocked last year by European regulators from merging with Germany's Siemens. Alstom confirms it's in discussions with Bombardier. Tesla had to suspend preparation for its new factory in Europe because an environmental group says it should not be clearing trees at the wooded site near Berlin. The group also says the factory could pollute drinking water. Tesla plans to build batteries and the Model Y SUV at the plant. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Moving to the town of Chaldea.
These are complex times. They need to be understood in more than just a soundbite.
We're in central Hanoi, just a few blocks.
When people's lives are affected, it's important to be fast, but it's most important to be right.
Boston is a city in shock.
Information has never moved faster than it does today. It is our job to cut through it.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fox News Channel.
Well, if it's not our friend Jane DeLuce, visit Champaign County, the best visit Champaign County person of all time. Congratulations on that award.
Oh, well, thank you.
I just made it up, but it's true.
I like that. I took it. I'm going with it.
Jane,
I said, well,
Jane,
I'm not sure what you've got, but
Jane,
I'm with it.
You're a real advocate of our community, and obviously you're great at what you do. Okay, so we got several things. Wrestling is this weekend?
It is. Starts Thursday. Set up Thursday morning. It goes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and bring in the best over 600 wrestlers from over 250 schools, I believe it is, from around the state of Illinois, competing on the mats at the State Farm Center.
And this is great for the community. They spend money, and they eat, and they sleep here, right?
Exactly. It's a wonderful event. We have the individual wrestling versus the team, and they have wrestle back, so they start on Thursday. They can be here through Saturday. For when they do the Parade of Champions, they are here for a long time, especially when they lose, and they really like to go out to eat, but because they have to make weight ahead of time. But it's just a It's a tremendous event. It's one of my favorite events to work. You see all of the activity buses that are driving through town from all the different high schools. I have to look them up because there's a lot I don't know, but I love that they come to this area, and it's been here for 53 years.
Well, people love coming to the home of the University of Illinois, and I know that we've tried to get the Illinois high school basketball to come back here. What's the status? What are our chances of that, Jane?
Well, we will find out on April 21st. So we put in the bid on January 8th, and then we hosted the IHSA staff, key staff, the administrative, who make the decisions for the basketball game. So they got to see the State Farm Center in full action, and that was great. And then we had a site visit a week ago Monday, and they were blown away. I mean, it was, I think before when they saw the State Farm Center, it was a dust bowl. It was full of construction. They saw it when it was in all its glory of it being, like I said, operated for a game. We kind of went all out in terms of being able to really showcase what it looks like first and foremost for the student athlete and then for the families and fans. And there's a lot that can happen in that space. There's a lot of different spaces. We have a lot of technology that can be used for fan enhancement. The students, from everything from police escorts, from their hotels to the State Farm Center, the locker rooms that they get to, you know, dress in the locker rooms of Georgie and Kofi, and it's just a really neat environment. It was rocking for the Illini game, and they loved it.
Without dissing Peoria, because it's wonderful. Bradley's great. Peoria's great. But
it is. Absolutely.
Don't the coaches and players, when asked, want to play here? Because it is the State Farm Center. It is the State University. I mean, if you ask them in a poll, I'm positive most all would want to play on that floor.
I do think, I mean, when you look at the difference in types of facilities, it's a multi-use facility in Peoria. They have done a terrific job since when they took it from Champaign. And I think, though, the difference now, not only the facility here, but exactly as you said, the home of the Illini and the new format, it is all four classes in one weekend. So, excuse me, that's a lot of basketball being played in one weekend, and you can't beat a more exciting atmosphere than to have them all here at one time in Champaign.
Do you think our community is ready for this from the standpoint of, you know, really getting after it, really doing what we said we're going to do, not taking it for granted? Those kinds of things, I think, hampered us back in the day.
Yeah, I think what happened is that we just got complacent. I think we thought it would never leave. It had been here 77 years. So it's kind of just like a clockwork, I don't want to say mundane, but, you know, it once it went to multiple classes, people thought it lost some of its flair, those types of things. The community is ready. I mean, everywhere we go, we talk to people who said, let me know what we can do to help. People have helped from hotels who have been wrongly blamed for why it left in the first place. The people who have submitted for a private financial contribution, which is important to note that is to be helpful to help fund non-revenue sports and scholastic activities that the IHSA does. And just the State Farm Center staff, the athletic staff, Josh Whitman has a stellar team, both with athletics and then Kevin Yelstead with the State Farm Center staff, and they have rolled out the red carpet. It's everybody is working. And I think that's also a difference, even from 5 years ago, is that the campus and the community are one. It is not a campus bid. It is not a community bid. It is solely a area bid that is all in one.
I see you have a new strategic plan for Destination 2023, a great event with special guests at Logic Everyday Community last week. Jane, talk about that a minute.
You know, it's a perfect timing to be able to introduce some new initiatives. Destination 2023 is about, we've got a great community, but how can we make it better? So we announced, speaking of sports, implementation of a new Greater Champaign County Area Sports Council, which will help bring in, recruit, and retain tournaments that we have. We also announced an alliance for festival and events, which is to take all of our wonderful festival and events that we already have, getting people together to look at coordinated schedules, look at best practices, look at ways that we can share partnerships. We're in the midst of advocacy for Amtrak service being better, for increased air service, because we are going to build spaces like the Yards downtown and the downtown Champaign Downtown Plaza and the Rantoul Sports Complex. And so we want to be able to advocate for air service so that as we bring in larger groups, we can get them here by air. So that's just several of the things that are happening. We also want to look at ways that we can have an ambassador program for newcomers. So if it's something not only just for working events, but for people who may potentially move here or people who are moving here and being paired up with people who will help them make them feel welcome to our community and that they feel it's home very quickly.
Awesome, Jane.
Perfect.
All good stuff. Finally, how important is the new space going to be at the iHotel and Conference Center?
Very important. The expanded conference center there is a complement to what's being developed downtown, soon to hopefully be announced, the Yards Project. But the expanded conference center helps us bring in larger groups. We have lost business because of the space that we have. People want to come to our community, and we don't always have the conference that can put them all in one space, especially with additional breakouts. So the idea that you could have a large space that isn't large enough to host at the State Farm Center, but would be for the expanded conference center, and then be able to have the breakouts there. And the iHotel and Conference Center do a terrific job. And so it's a great way to be able to help us bring in larger groups.
Well, it's a big time. I mean, the new place is going to seat 800 for dinner. That's just a lot of people. Man.
Not only for visitors, but how many times we get the call of, we want to do a fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club or for March of Dimes, whatever it is. Being able to have a space that will accommodate them that is at the level that they're looking for. So, it's great.
You got something booked already, I think, for this fall, some sort of convention coming in, right?
Yeah, there will be. We are hosting, it will actually be next year, so it'll be
2021.
2020, so it'll be 2021.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, we've announced an event that we will bring in, and it will be people who do what we do in the tourism industry from 7 states. And we're excited because it'll be hosted at the new iHotel and Conference Center.
Nice.
So that's the Upper Midwest CVB Conference.
Jane, keep up your fine work. Jane DeLuce, it's Visit Champaign County. Appreciate your time and keep up the good stuff, and hopefully we'll get the basketball back.
That's right.
Exactly. Fingers crossed. Thank you so much.
You
have
betcha.
A great day.
Oh, you too, Jane DeLuce. I mean, but if you ask the coaches and players, they all want to come here.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't you want
to
come here?
It's the show.
There's no question. Plus, with us emerging again as a really good basketball team, that'll help.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it. But 4 classes in one weekend? Yeesh.
Wow.
That would be a long day for the scores table.
Sure would.
A lot of basketball.
Visit champaignecounty.org for details.
All right, 8:32.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 14 American evacuees from a cruise ship in Japan are diagnosed with coronavirus. They're part of a group now quarantined in California and Texas.
Among them, passenger Cheryl Molsky from New York.
We're just ready for the next step on this crazy journey that we've been taking and seeing what happens next.
Although some American passengers have opted to stay aboard the ship, which is already quarantined in Japan.
Fox's Simon Owen, more than 71,000 cases of coronavirus have been reported worldwide. The flooded Pearl River in Jackson, Mississippi is expected to stay high for another few days.
Evacuation orders are given, and residents like Iretta Sanders have been making plans to shore up their homes and leave.
I'm worried. I'm really worried, you know, and it's a lot to lose because, like I say, those people down there, I know they done lost a lot of stuff in their houses, you know.
The river crest today should be higher than 37 feet.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are investigating an attempted armed robbery. Saturday night, police responded to the 700 block of South Randolph Street following reports of shots being fired. No shooting victims were reported to police. The preliminary investigation revealed a group of individuals known to one another met outside of an apartment complex. During that meeting, someone produced a handgun and demanded valuables from the others. As people started to take off, the suspect discharged a firearm, hitting the apartment building. Police are looking for 22 26-year-old Malik Hurd of Urbana. Probation is the sentence for a Champaign man who admitted to punching a former girlfriend. 25-year-old Nicholas Gonzalez pleaded guilty to the misdemeanor offense last week. He'll have to do public service as part of his punishment. Quick reminder that today is President's Day. It is a federal holiday, and so a lot of government offices are closed. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Yeah, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Rainy today, great conditions to start. We've got a high 41, down to 32 this evening. Up near 40 tomorrow, down to 19, morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. Mostly sunny Wednesday and Thursday, and plain old sunshine with a high 35 on Friday. Right now we're at 36 with the clouds, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, we'll hear more from Jeremy Warner after 9 o'clock today about the fight in Atlanta and the loss at Rutgers without Io DeSumo. And when and if Io gets back anytime soon, we don't know. They played him all night. Bryce Jordan Center, that's home of Penn State. They've won 8 in a row. Oof, second place next to Maryland in the Big Ten now, Penn State. I mean, how about Penn State, Rutgers, and Illinois? I think three of the bottom dwellers last year. All kind of emerging this year as legitimate NCAA tournament field participants. Fight Atlanta, you just do the best you can tomorrow night. It'll be really hard to win out there, I think. And then try and get it right when you host Nebraska next Monday. And then maybe you can, if Io can get back, maybe for Nebraska, I don't know, I have no clue. But if he's back and maybe we get a little of our spring back and get a little run going following this brutal schedule, which, every game seems to be a real battle in the Big Ten this year. It's just a stunning conference for me. I don't remember ever being this deep. So we will see. Maybe we can get a little bounce back at the end of the year and play well going into the Big Ten tournament and then hopefully the NCAA tournament. So Fighting Illini, again, a very nice year so far, but we've hit a buzzsaw losing 4 in a row. And with Io and all of the stuff, we'll just have to do the best we can tomorrow night. But we're totally going to be, a prohibitive underdog tomorrow night. Again, Io DeSumo, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? We don't know. Jeremy might have more on that afternoon.
But there's no structural damage.
That's the news.
Mm-hmm.
He will be back, hopefully sooner than later. Okay, so we also touched on this story emanating out of New Orleans to Charlotte on an airline flight where the woman kept getting slugged from the guy behind her because she had the audacity to recline her seat.
The seat was getting slugged.
The seat was getting slugged, but her body was being absolutely pummeled, or so she says, to the point of needing medical attention.
That's right.
And the flight attendant came around and empathized with the slugger and gave him rum.
Okay.
I don't know because I've not done any flight training. I have not done any flight attendant training. But slugging passenger back of seat, giving them alcohol, does not appear to be in there.
Right.
Why don't you just give him a shot and put him down? I mean, come on.
Free stuff, though, makes everybody feels better, and somehow a pack of pretzels just doesn't do it.
Listen, obviously, when you fly economy on an airplane, it's tight. Do the Stevie J way. Just focus on the Apollo Moon program and tell yourself 1,000 times, I am an astronaut, I am an astronaut, and then say, I am an astronaut. Mm-hmm. See, I was on the flight from Chicago to Amsterdam. Pretty tight. Pretty tight. Guy reclined the seat. That's okay.
Yep.
But, I mean, I'm not exaggerating when I said top of his seat was 4 inches from my nose.
Mm-hmm.
4 inches. I am an astronaut. And, works for me.
And this is a long flight, too.
Yeah, whatever. 8 to 10 hours, whatever. I'm good. Okay. I'm good.
But yeah,
I didn't slug the seat. Listen, it's just what it is. If you don't like it, get over it. Take the train or purchase a bigger seat.
It just feels like everybody is on edge these days, no matter what you're doing. And when you're traveling, something about people being so rude and not kind
well,
to each other.
Well, you can't. He was tapping on the seat and then apparently blows to the seat.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. The flight attendant, I would think, would be trained to say, sir, you can't do this. If this continues, we're going to have to tell the pilot, who will probably land and you'll be arrested. That's probably the protocol, just guessing. But you can't slug to the point where a person jolts like being hit from behind with a vehicle. This is a pretty big dude, too, and he's slugging her seat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recline the seat simply for that reason. It's just not a big deal because it only goes back 2 inches anyway. And as I mentioned last hour, my son Nathaniel got off a flight yesterday from Charlotte. He and his fiance said there were no buttons to recline. So I'd say disable them. And so what? Just take them out. If you fly on Allegiant or Frontier, the padding on the seat isn't very good, so you're a little uncomfortable with that. So what? That's a budget airline.
So the CEO of one of the major airlines says, if you want to recline your seat, you should ask the person behind you if it's okay. If he says he personally does not recline his seat because of the
etiquette. You can do that. I don't goof with it. It doesn't mean anything to me because I don't feel the difference. So I just don't do it because I understand how tight it is, and that's just kind of the mentality you have to take anymore. It used to be airplane. You used to dress up when you took a flight, and now it turned into a cattle call, and that's what it is. It's okay. If you say, would you like to have more room and maybe put your feet? Oh, yeah. Would you rather pay for it? No way. I can put up with $299 for a long time, right? I mean, it's all about money. People take the cramped, absolutely elbows jammed in seat versus paying any more money.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about flight.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about costs. They're not going to pay more. I mean, even though for $100 more, you can sit in a economy plus, or you can get an exit row seat.
Okay, somebody texted in the context you're missing. He was in the last row of the plane where seats can't recline.
Doesn't matter. You can't slug a seat. That's my point. I understand that it's tight. I don't think the woman should have done it. But who's wrong if she's able to recline and wants to recline? But you don't slug the seat. Or do you? Okay, so now we need to make an asterisk. If your seat's at the back, you can slug the seat.
Okay.
She said she had to have medical attention.
Right.
That sounds like assault. 359-2255 if you'd like to text in on this interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
Checks and sports coming up.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas & Eller's Insurance. Get a quote at 217-356-2400.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529. John 3:16 states, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." If your life has no direction or purpose, if you serve no one but yourself, and if you want to change the direction and outcome of your life, visit a local church this Sunday. Most churches have free Bibles. Ask for one. Start start reading and learning about Jesus, his life, and how he wants you to live your life. Make an eternal decision today to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors.
After 29 years at the U of I, the Illini Shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good. Total inventory liquidation now in effect. All items marked down at least 35%. T-shirts as low as 3 for $22. Long sleeve tees as low as 3 for $35. New markdowns daily with many items already reduced 50% or more. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more all on closeout. Shop early for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini Shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campustown.
Hey, check out this report of our Office 365 email and the threats sitting in users' inboxes.
Wow, how did you get this?
There's a free tool called Barracuda Email Threat Scanner that can quickly and safely scan our Office 365 email for hidden threats like spear phishing and domain fraud.
Really?
Yeah, Barracuda Email Threat Scanner identifies hidden threats and employees most at risk for a cyber attack, all summarized in a complete report.
This is great.
Get your free email threat scan now at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
All right, sports headlines, ESPN 93.5 at 15 before 9.
By the way, we were talking about the flight and reclining your seat, and Scott says that means you're selfish.
I don't think it means you're selfish. I really don't. I just think it means you want to recline your seat so you get a little better feel for your back, and maybe you can sleep a little better 2 inches back. I don't think it. The problem is the airlines are making it so tight that these issues now are part of our dialogue. I think you have to make the seat not reclinable. You can disable that.
In fact, a lot of airlines are in April, they're saying.
This don't have
they're
it reclinable.
Take,
that's
take
okay.
Down the pitch
you
of the
know
seat.
What? Your life is going to be fine if you can recline your seat or you can't.
Right.
I just say I put this on the airline, making it so tight and then still allowing one to recline. Just don't let them recline.
And it's only like 2 inches. It's hardly anything.
It's not a much. It's not much to do. And listen, it will cause a whole lot less stress if you don't recline, because if they recline in front of you and it's in your face, it is a little annoying. But it's on the airline for me. That's my opinion.
Another 359-2255. As far as I know, he asked her several times, please don't recline, because he was being squeezed into that last row. And essentially she said, make me.
Okay, well,
I don't agree with that.
I know you can't say make me, but she apparently. I don't know about that. This is getting out of hand. But what happened is he was eating, and he asked her to, and she did.
Right.
And then she says, this is all her side, that when he got done eating, I reclined again.
Right.
But certainly she could have said, you know what, it looks kind of tight because they're against the wall. Maybe
right.
I just shouldn't recline. I mean, that would have been nicer. But again, you can say in economy, it's gotten so bad that reclining 2 inches makes a difference. The airline should not let the seats recline.
Great. Illinois women's basketball lost to Purdue 70-58. Petra Holashinska with 18 points. Yesterday in Big Ten ball, number 21, Iowa over Minnesota 58-55. Of course, Rutgers beat us on Saturday. Now we've got Penn State at Penn State, 5:30 tomorrow. They're 13, we're 22. As far as other sports in Illinois athletics, we had Wake Forest over our Illini baseball team, 5-3. Illinois baseball at 1-2 in the season that started on Friday. Illinois softball over North Carolina State. Danielle's grand slam certainly helped in that game. 7-3 was the final. Illinois softball at 5-3 on the season for Tyra Perry's team. NASCAR's opening season race got 20 laps in. Daytona postponed to today. Certainly an exciting start with Donald Trump taking a lap in the Beast.
Yep, big limousine with 5-inch windows and 8-inch doors. The big mama, 40,000 pounds.
Wow.
Man.
Winnipeg over Blackhawks 3-2. Nashville over St. Louis 2-1. Tigers Genesis Invitational had Adam Scott from Australia at 11 under to lead the team. And then LeBron's team beat the Chicago team 157-155 yesterday.
It was great, actually a great all-star game.
Yeah.
Best one I've ever seen. The fourth quarter was actually really fun. Jeremy, I'm sure, has more thoughts on that. 848, ESPN 93.5. Our Stever today, I'm giving you flowers to the Blossom Basket Florist. We'll say if you've never been and never been has been the last year. You have not been to Blossom Basket for 12 months, then I'm going to count you as kind of a new customer. So if you text in flowers, 359-2255, you have a chance to get $50 to spend at Blossom Basket and lift somebody's heart and soul and happy and just wonderful. It's pickup only for this deal. But it's free, and I want to treat you. Two stipulations. You have to use this within 7 days, and you have to tell me what you thought of your experience when you're done. Tonight at 5:30 on The Drive with Lon and Derek, you have a chance to get $50 to eat at Everyday Kitchen from Logic. And you'll love their 10-minute tour before you get to eat at Everyday Kitchen.
Yeah, you get to find out about their kids camp and their recreational space. And they have a workout facility all under one roof.
Yep.
Even a place to host a party and have a gathering either at work or for like a wedding reception or something like that. It's a really cool area at Neil and Fox Drive.
That's tonight at 5:30, and they're Clever Moose over there.
Want to try the best coffee in Illinois? Clever Moose is now brewing Big Shoulders Coffee, awarded Best Coffee in Illinois 2019 by Food & Wine Magazine. This full-bodied, exclusive drip coffee blend, Bold Slugger, is rich and full of chocolatey sweetness. The new, creamy, perfectly balanced Espresso Lake Street is a smart blend of Brazilian, Ethiopian, and Ugandan beans with subtle fruity notes. The only downstate brewer of Big Shoulders Coffee is Clever Moose, located inside Lot at the corner of Neal Street and Fox Drive.
Teachers and students of all ages, we need you to be bold and get cold for the athletes of Special Olympics Illinois Region I by participating in the Cool School Challenge or College Cup, a friendly competition to raise the most funds at the 21st Annual Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge at the Lake of the Woods Muhammad on Saturday, March 21st. First and second place teams in fundraising will win $1,000, $500, or $250 for their school or university group. Register your College Cup or Cool School team today at plungeillinois.com and be bold, get cold.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Area-Wide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Area-Wide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041. Or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
It's time to play another round of Name That Company. Today's lucky contestant is Hans from Illinois. How are you, Hans?
Doing well.
Are you ready for round one?
Yeah.
Okay. This company is an award-winning car dealership located right here in central Illinois.
Is it Hot Wheels?
Oh, so close. Their friendly and helpful staff is committed to helping you find the vehicle of your dreams.
Is it Matchbox?
They're located on the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Oh, I know. It's Honda BMW Champagne.
That's right. Just like Honda BMW, you're a winner.
And how good is Ben Quattrone to his guys? He took two guys to Ditka's restaurant Saturday night.
Nice.
He treated him for the weekend and then got him two tickets to the All-Star game.
Woohoo!
He found late in the process, he was able to get two seats at the top of the United Center in the tippy corner back.
For, but they can say they were there.
$1,400 for two tickets.
Mm.
That sounds like a lot of money to
me.
Yeah, it's a good guy over at Honda BMW.
Mm-hmm.
All right, stand by. The Jeremy Warner program coming up. Illinois again tomorrow at Penn State College. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bryce Jordan Center, 5:30
right.
Central time starts,
yes.
A little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And a team, I think, got back. Maybe went to a few morning classes, leave this afternoon, I think. You had to be there the day before. New Big Ten rule. Lon Cougar used to fly the same day. And we'll see what happens. I'm just thinking, go out there and do your best, guys. It's going to be tough. They've won 8 in a row. They're very good. You never know. We got a good basketball team, but this one will be a tall order, particularly if Iowa's not playing. And maybe Jeremy knows more about that coming up. The Drive this afternoon with Lon and Derek. Again, 5:30 for a chance to get $50 to Logic. If you're wondering what this Stever is all about. You can get information at GhostSteever.com. I mean, we're into furnaces. We're into test drives at Honda BMW. We're into food. We got a list of things coming. You might want to be part of this. This is where you take Stevie J's money, use it, and keep the stuff. It's people going, what's he doing? I don't know, but let's just do it.
Yeah.
He must have finally fallen off his rocker. But yeah, it's fun because I'm giving you money to shop,
exactly.
Essentially, and eat at different places.
I love it.
And we have some wonderful things coming in March and April already, we know. We'll tell you more as we get closer.
If you're running a business thinking, ooh, I want to get in on that, get the word out, get some new clients, contact me, Diane Ducey, here at ESPN 93.5.
You can do that. So we are going to be in a position where we'll have to.
I'm trying to be entrepreneurial. I saw some Girl Scouts selling cookies this weekend, and that business skill stuff came into play. It was awesome.
Yeah, Girl Scout cookies are great. You just can't eat the whole box I used to. Meet you tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you so much for listening. Stand by. Jeremy Warner program is coming up next. We'll meet you back on the radio between 7 and 9 tomorrow. Rain on the way, but warmer. Good news. All that snow is going to melt away. See you tomorrow on the radio, and have a great Monday.
Hey, check out this report of our Office 365 email and the threats sitting in users' inboxes.
Wow, how did you get this?
There's a free tool called Barracuda Email Threat Scanner that can quickly and safely scan our Office 365 email for hidden threats like spear phishing and domain fraud.
Really?
Yeah, Barracuda Email Threat Scanner identifies hidden threats and employees most at risk for a cyber attack, all summarized in a complete report.
This is great.
Get your free email threat scan now at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Their educational programs will teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, woodcocks, and more. Outside offers sledding at Homer Lake, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with views at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to ccfpd.org to see all they have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 95% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
PDR is a AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility right here in Central Illinois. They have an esteemed community reputation, a great facility appearance, and amazing customer service. Plus, the staff is trained and qualified, has the most up-to-date equipment working on your vehicle, a wide scope of services, and warranty coverage. Stop into the AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility, PDR Automotive on North Cunningham in Urbana, or call them at 367-9481.
You had a dream of opening your business, and you took a risk to build it. At Busey, we understand your goals and dreams continue to evolve as you position your business for growth, look towards retirement, and plan for future generations. Achieve your dreams. Busey is here to help. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're moving into a new neighborhood. It's important to make a good first impression. Is this what you want move-in day to be? The professional movers at Two Men in a Truck know your new neighbors are watching from their kitchen window. They're sizing you up. Make a good first impression. Hire professional movers that are background checked and drug tested. TwoMenChampagne.com. That's a smart move.
I-L-L-I-N-I. Cheer on the Illini at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger for only $8.95. Enjoy $3 22-ounce Light and Coors Light drafts every home and away Illini game. Watch the game at Pia's or ride the free shuttle to all home games. Plus, enter to win 100 level seats each game. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 95% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.